AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. President Obama is renaming the tallest mountain in North America. The AP's Diane Kepley reports.
On the eve of his trip to Alaska to attend a State Department conference on global warming, President Obama plans to change the name of Mount McKinley to Denali, the traditional Native Alaskan name for the mountain. It was named for President William McKinley in 1896. Just a few months later, he was assassinated, and over the years, there have been several attempts to restore the name to Denali. The announcement comes as President Obama prepares to meet with leaders of the Alaskan Native community to talk about ways to strengthen ties between the tribes and the federal government. The president will also be talking with them about the ways in which climate change is affecting the way of life for tribes in the region. Diane Kepley, Washington.
A federal appeal court will consider Monday whether years of unpredictable delays from conviction to execution resulted in an arbitrary and unfair death penalty system in California that violates the Constitution's Eighth Amendment barring cruel and unusual punishment. The man charged with capital murder in the fatal shooting of a uniformed suburban Houston sheriff's deputy had a lengthy criminal record going back a decade, but never spent more than short stints in jail. Shannon Miles is to be arraigned Monday in the shooting death of Darren Goforth of the Harris County Sheriff's Department. Miles' arrest Saturday came less than 24 hours after authorities said he ambushed Goforth at a suburban Chevron station. A vigil for Goforth was held Sunday night, attended by Christopher Watkins.
And it infuriates me. And there was no reason for it. The man did nothing.
Sound courtesy KPRC-TV. The Central Pacific Hurricane Center says a tropical storm watch has been discontinued for Hawaii's Big Island and for Maui. Meanwhile, in the Atlantic, Fred has strengthened to a hurricane as it approaches the Cape Verde Islands. This is AP Radio News. Writer-director Wes Craven has died at 76 in Los Angeles.
Don't fall asleep.
A warning in the movie Nightmare on Elm Street. That film and others, including Scream, made Wes Craven one of the most recognizable names in the horror film genre. In 2006, he told the Associated Press his 1977 version of The Hills Have Eyes was a favorite.
I like that film a lot. I think it's very original.
The filmmaker and editor started his career in adult films where he worked under a pseudonym. His other movies included 1972's The Last House on the Left and the drama Music of the Heart starring Meryl Streep. Craven's family says he died at home in Los Angeles after battling brain cancer. I'm Carlotta Bradley.
The NWA biopic Straight Outta Compton keeps chugging along. It's topped the box office for the third straight week, earning another $13 million. The Christian drama War Room is in second place. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.